Hello, Bob in the Black Boots here, and I know that I've been away for quite a while. Quite a while. All right, I've been away for a long time, and I'm kind of just coming out of retirement to do this boo. Gina is here with me at the coffee shop, getting kind of irritated at me.
No, I was irritated because I made my title for my post, and it just got deleted, my title.
Oh, that sucks.
I'm not annoyed.
Well, number one, the reason I've been away for so long is because I just... Audio Boo is pretty much, or now that it's Audio Boom, it's pretty much lost everything that made me interested in the service to begin with. That it was more, let me stop stuttering and maybe I can explain this. I like the personal aspect of it. Basically, it was a way to connect with people, who shared their thoughts and their feelings. Kind of like on an audio version of Facebook or Twitter or something. That's what I liked about it. But now that it's Audio Boom, it's more about professional bloggers and businesses and people who are trying to sell you stuff. And I that's what made me lose interest in Audio Boom. So that's why I've been away. I'm making this boo mainly because when I was active on Audio Boo, I really liked the October event. It was basically 31 days of talking about music, which is one of my favorite subjects. It's one of the things that got me into internet radio. Thank you to Gina, who trained me and taught me everything that I know.
Aww.
And yeah, I don't know any of the subjects for this year's October. I have not paid attention at all. I guess the big topic that comes up at least every year is, you know, what are your favorite, you know, something along the tunes of what are your favorite songs in this category? What are your favorite songs to do this? But it's basically more creative ways to say, you know, who are your favorite bands? What is your favorite songs? What are your favorite experiences with music? And for me, my favorite experiences with music is the live performance, is going to concerts and experiencing the bands for yourself. And we've had a pretty good year this year with concerts. Last show we saw was Clutch, Zach Sabbath, which is Zach Wilde, who Zach Wilde was Ozzy Osbourne's guitarist from the early 90s. I think he still plays with them today. But basically, he put together a band and is doing a tribute show to Black Sabbath, and it's actually really, really good. But it was them and Clutch, who was always excellent live, and a band called King, K-Y-N-G, and they were really good. Seeing some really good country shows this year. We saw that Devil Makes Three, and they were really, and there was a band that opened for them called the Lost Dog Street Band, and they were really good. Saw Those Poor Bastards this year and hung out with Wyatt and Vince, and they were really cool. And that's the kind of country I like. I like the more stripped down. We're not going to
What have I got?
600 piece band. That was. What's that? We'll check that out later. It's not like, okay, we're going to have this huge band with drums and keyboards and two steel guitars and banjos and violins and all these people. I'm more of the, okay, one guy with a guitar, maybe another guy doing something else. That's the kind of country I like. And we've all... Now, one of the exceptions to that rule is one of our new favorite bands, the Hellfire Sinners. We've seen them a couple of times this year. And they're more of like a country punk fusion band. They're very good. But...
And they're nice.
Yep. And this year, I think I fully discovered the joys of Bandcamp. Because I've been buying a lot of music on Bandcamp lately. not to sidetrack, but I have been buying a lot of music on Bandcamp. I keep forgetting to put my phone on Do Not Disturb when I'm doing stuff like this because my phone likes to make noise. Well, anyway, back to the live performance. We did see some really good metal performances. Incantation came to town this year. Beyond Creation came to town. We got to see them. But then the venue where that we saw both those bands, Oshecki's Live, which was a great place to go see live performances, they shut down. And they have another location that's way out in the middle of nowhere, which makes me very sad because also the owner, Dave, was it Dave or Sam who was the owner? Yeah, I know, Sam and Dave, go figure.
Honey.
Who was the owner of Oshecki, Sam or Dave?
Sam.
Sam and Dave, both, were very, very nice and missed that place to pieces. There was a little bit of a controversy with one of the concerts we went to see. It was supposed to be Marduk, Rotting Christ, Kerak Angren, Conquering, and there was a couple of other black metal bands on the bill. And Marduk was not able to perform because they weren't able to get their visas to come to the U.S. to perform. So Rotting Christ ended up taking the headliner spot, and it turned out to be a very, very good concert, very, very good turnout, which made me happy. But there were people on Facebook who were like, oh, Marduk's not coming, I'm going to cry, and I'm going to bleed into my underpants, and blah, 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 blah. And it's just basically just a giant bitch-out session. But we saw a couple shows in Cleveland this year. Early this year, we saw Abbath, who used to be with a black metal band, Immortal. He struck out on his own, did a show up in Cleveland, and that was awesome and fully packed. I think we did see Royal Thunder one more time since the last time I did an audio boo, which will tell you how long ago it's been since I've actually used this service. We saw them with The Sword over the winter, and that was an awesome show. We went to Summer Slaughter this year, which was good. Half the bands were really good, and half the bands were just meh. Christian was really good. I was impressed by Carnifex. I'm not much for deathcore, but they are actually a really good band. Nihil was awesome. Suffocation was awesome. And Cannibal Corpse, it breaks my heart, but I just don't think their hearts are in it anymore. I think they're just basically touring for something to do. I don't know if they have any more albums on the horizon. But it almost seems like, you know, they've been doing this for nearly 25 years now, and I think they're tired. And they're just not. I think it's kind of like, you know, they've done so many shows that it's just another show to them, and they're not giving it 100% anymore. And it breaks my heart because they've been one of my favorite bands for a very, very long time. So we'll see about that. So that's my musical thoughts. So live metal, live country, live rock, and band camp. Just, yeah. But yeah, I've been finding a lot of... They also have books on Bandcamp, too. I looked at some of the titles. I didn't recognize any of them. I'm supposing you actually have to... I don't know if you can look at books by genre or anything like that, but it might be something to look into. But I do love Bandcamp. I love the radio gig. And always looking for ways to improve the show. Well, that's my time, everybody. Thank you for listening. And hopefully I will be back soon. Audio Boom, if you're listening to this, I really do miss the personal aspect of this. I don't really give two shits about anybody who's using Audio Boom to try to make money. I'm more interested in people. So hopefully you're listening to this. If not, it doesn't surprise me in the least. But I will talk to you fine people later.